DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
And this is KMFM with the update at one. Here's Jonah Earl.
In the past few minutes, a man accused of killing his partner in Tunbridge Wells has been found not guilty by reason of insanity. 58-year-old Javon Tapp's body was found at a flat in the town on the 5th of December last year. Keith Solly, who's 62 and from Ladysgift Road, was charged with murder 4 days later. He's now been detained in a mental health institution indefinitely.
This is KMFM News.
An investigation is underway this lunchtime after a massive blaze damaged more than a dozen homes in the middle of Canterbury. Nicola's got the latest for the update.
Well, the blaze is thought to have broken out in a utility cupboard in a top floor flat at the Tannery Estate on Saturday. Within minutes, it had spread to neighbouring apartments.
They just kind of got worse and worse because it spread so quickly. And it shouldn't have spread that quickly. No one understands why it did.
Millie lives on the estate and her flat has been damaged by water used by fire crews to put out the flames. They were still at the scene today and are focusing their investigation on a boiler. Ryan also lives there.
No one's really sure if they're ever going to be able to get back in. And if we can get back in, when that would be. It's just not very clear at the moment what's actually going to happen.
An emergency rest centre was opened in Westgate Hall yesterday, and many people have been bringing in donations of clothes, toys and bedding. Those affected by the blaze are being moved into temporary accommodation. Felia Coffey is Deputy Chief Executive of Canterbury City Council.
We've had up to 50 people at the rest centres over the weekend. We know that around 16 of the homes have been very seriously damaged, and our efforts are now working with Town and Country Housing Group to help those people be rehoused.
The properties are only 10 years old, and developer Bellway Homes have told KMFM they've also launched a full investigation into the blaze.
KMFM News.
There's been a large rise in the number of illegal immigrants trying to get into the UK through the port of Dover. 563 people were stopped by border police in 2014. That's nearly four times as many as the year before. Richard Bennett's head of the Road Haulage Association. He says lorry drivers waiting to get to Dover have been threatened with weapons by groups of migrants.
My fear is that somebody's going to lose their life. And I think it's getting to an unprecedented level. We're seeing an increase in the number of migrants that are trying to get through. We're actually seeing an increase in terms of those actually getting through. And there's organised crime that's sitting behind this as well.
Meantime, a group of migrants have been filmed getting out of the back of a lorry in Ashford. The video shows the suspected illegal immigrants leaving a lorry on the Cobswood Industrial Estate on Saturday. They've now been handed over to immigration officials. You can see the video at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A man who caused the death of his young son in a crash on the A20 in Kent has avoided jail. Kieran has more for KMFM.
Well, 7-year-old Alan Moser died at the scene near Hythe last August after the car his father was driving collided with a lorry after he drove on the wrong side of the road. Five people, including his wife and their two other children, were also injured as the family returned from a holiday in France. 43-year-old Abdul Moser from Leeds pleaded guilty to dangerous driving offences at an earlier hearing. He's been given a 2-year suspended sentence after the judge said he's already going to be punished every day for the rest of his life.
There's continued uncertainty in Europe after Greek voters overwhelmingly rejected the terms of a new deal to bail out its economy. There'll now be emergency meetings across the continent to discuss what happens next, with the country's banks just days away from running out of money. And the massive success of Frozen seems to be influencing baby names in the US. Elsa has entered the top 500 for the first time in nearly 100 years, with over 1,000 babies born with the same name last year.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Tennis and Andy Murray is back in action as Wimbledon resumes after its traditional rest day. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, Murray takes on Croatian Ivo Karlovic in the last 16 on centre court. That follows the Williams sisters facing each other. Both Serena and Venus have 5 singles titles each at the All England Club. Cricket, and day 2 of Kent's latest championship game away to Leicestershire is underway. Matt Coles took 6 wickets for Kent as they bowled the home side out for 159 in their first innings yesterday. A short time ago, the visitors were on 135 for 5. Meantime, Charlotte Edwards will be aiming to lead England to a third successive Ashes triumph when they play Australia this summer. The Kent cricketer will captain a 14-strong squad for the seven matches against the tourists. Edwards says she's expecting Australia to provide stern opposition.
They've probably had the best of us in World Cups and we've had the best of them in Ashes series. So, you know, that in itself is going to be up for a good contest this summer and one we're all looking forward to, both teams, and hopefully we can put on a good show for everyone who's watching.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.